words of reason and rational thinking to penetrate. And as Canadians and those who believe in a nation that should be striving for peace and for justice in the world, it gives us an added responsibility and an added burden, because if we stand silent in the middle of this of the propaganda and the sort of the tide that's coming from the other side, then we're in a sense as guilty as they are by allowing those lies to be told as truths. Zafar has been an inspiration to those people in this country that believe in truth. And I want to say that. He said we know each other for 25 years. I didn't realize I was getting that old, but it's true. But the fact is that Brendan, who Zafar talked about in the program Unusual Sources, me and Brendan put that program together. We called it Unusual Sources because that is not what people normally listen to. That's not where people normally get their facts from. And we knew that it was our responsibility to get the truth out. And when you have voices like Zafar, those voices should be heard far and wide, and that's what we try to do in Hamilton. The fact now that we are watching a world that is slowly, well, an American foreign policy, an imperial policy, that is engulfing more and more of the Muslim world in war. In Palestine, in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Somalia, in Sudan, it's one war after another. There has been no peace. And in fact, and this is where we differ with some of our, you know, some of the more liberal analysis in the West, is that when the Americans say they're striving to bring democracy to these countries and stability, is that really the case? Because it seems to me that there is a deliberate policy to destabilize. That in fact, they don't want peace in Pakistan. They don't want peace in Afghanistan. They surely don't want peace in Palestine. Because a real peace means justice. And justice means treating people fairly and equally and with respect and dignity and giving them all the rights that we say we so dearly love in North America. And the fact is, if they wanted peace, there would be a lot of partners for peace. And the most interesting part is that, in a sense, the populations, the Muslim populations that have moved to North America, have become ambassadors of it. Because it is easy to paint a people as your enemy, as the devil, as something that has to be fought. But when you start living with the same people that they are talking about, and you work with them every day, and you meet them, and you see their families and their children, and what they want and what they aspire to, and then you find out what they're aspiring to is no different than what you're aspiring to, which is a life of dignity, a life of an economy that gives you something to live with, and respect. That's what everybody in this world wants. And by doing, by being here, and by showing people what this community is about, you're also furthering the cause of peace in the rest of the world. And for us, for Canadians that have been here, that are part of the historical groupings that have been in this continent, we have a responsibility, a great responsibility, to fight for peace and not to allow the lies that have been used to justify wars, to justify the spending of billions of dollars, enriching of the war corporateers and of the oil money, That has to stop, because at the end of the day, it is impoverishing not only that part of the world, but our own, but the common people in North America.